disciples' little ones? Kids. Is he joking? Is he being sarcastic because these older men are so naive and slow of mind? Or are they? Now, I'm not here to persuade you of that, and it doesn't change at all what discipleship is. But think about it once. Jesus says, Peter comes to Jesus and says, how are we going to pay our temple tax? Temple tax is a half shekel for every adult male, 20 and older. The 12 disciples are with him. Text says so. Jesus says, go fishing, Peter. Peter's a good idea. Goes fishing, catches a fish. He's got a coin in his mouth, one shekel, two taxes. Well, it isn't a one shekel coin, but it's worth two taxes. Jesus says, that's for my tax and yours. Where's the tax for the other 11? Well, you say they caught another fish. That's possible. Or is it possible they weren't 20 yet? But at least, if that bothers you too much, don't let that... Let's see, how do people apologize nowadays? If I've offended anyone or hurt anyone's feelings, then you're way too sensitive. Isn't that sort of how people apologize nowadays? Seriously, assume with me for a moment that some of them are younger. There they are at the Last Supper. Jesus says, okay, guys, you got to go out and change the world. Yeah. We got like 12 years left. No, now. Oh! What do you mean now? And Jesus looked at them and he said this, remember, you did not choose me. I chose you. And for those of us in the Reformed tradition, regardless of what you do with the doctrine of election, I don't think that's what that verse is about. Do you understand? If you are a disciple of Jesus, it's because he's called you and he believes that you can be like him by his power, by the direction of the word, by the guidance of the community. I understand all that. He believes in you. Do you? So let's go to the story. I love this story. You'll just have to pardon me a minute. I happen to think many of the disciples were the age of high school kids. Okay? I'm not trying to argue that, but let me go there a minute. One night, Jesus says, okay, guys, get in the boat. Remember, the sea is the abyss to a Jew. The pigs go down into the abyss. These guys don't like the water, even the fishermen. There's no sea in heaven, remember, in the Jewish Bible, because that's a save for the devil. Where are we going, Jesus? And he said, well, go to Bethsaida. Oh, whew. They're at Capernaum. That's right along the shore. Okay, I'm going up to pray. So Jesus goes up the hill. Now, you got to see, let them be kids for a minute. There's 12 kids rowing this boat. I teach high school. I know what's going on in the boat. And it says, that's as the sun set in the evening. So it's, let's say, 5-6 o'clock. An east wind came up, which is always where the storms come up within Galilee. You get the Golan Heights air, which is cold, blown over the Sea of Galilee, which is warm, and the air changes places in something they call inversion, and you get a storm. And now all of a sudden these guys are out on the abyss, and it's a storm. I think Jesus is sitting in the hills going, I bet they won't fool around tomorrow. I don't know that for sure. But it says Jesus watched them all night. He just let them keep rowing and rowing and rowing and rowing. Next time you're rowing against the wind, remember, sometimes Jesus watches and lets us row. Keep rowing. And then it says, and I think this is the funniest passage in the Bible. Just bear with me a minute. At the ninth hour, third hour, I'm sorry, which is about 4 o'clock in the morning, third watch, Jesus came out to them walking on the water. Now, that's a little bit funny if you've never thought of it before. But here's the funny part. And it says, he came out to them walking on the water, and he was going to walk on by. Hey, guys. Look it up. Tell me that there wasn't a twinkle in the eye of that rabbi. Walk on by. Listen to me. Then Peter, first they say, a ghost! It's the abyss, a ghost! And then Peter, seeing that it was Jesus,